me know that God is up to something. He's doing something that I miss. We love you, God. Yeah. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on that name that changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around, say, God, turn it around. God, turn it around.
The name of of Jesus. Breakthrough will come. Come in the name, of Jesus. Do you believe it this morning? He's up to something. Those of you, you've been praying, you've been fasting, he's up to something. He's moving something. Something has to move. Something has to break. Something's got to turn. It ain't going to be this way forever. Let me encourage you this morning. Let me speak against what you've been feeling these past few months. God will turn it around. Say it with me. God, turn it around. Shout it again. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. So we know. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. Why? Where there was no. Why? And ignite that faith this morning. I'll see you. I'll see you move.
Breakthrough will come. Come in the name, the name of Jesus. So God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around in my favor. God, turn it around. God, heal it again. Remove it again. Oh God, yeah. God, deliver again. God, restore again. God, break chains again. In our time and generation, revive us again. Bring us back again. It's not a begging thing, but it's just a declaration. God, turn it around last time. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. If you believe that, give him a great shout of praise in this room.
Many of you, I told you all of our songs are slow. Now it is true, your 5 hours, but this is slow. We have our own way, and we don't do a lot of jumping around and carrying. It's fine for people that are able to do it. I'm not able to do that. We're not able. We don't do a lot of running around and try to pull you up out of your seat and pull out stuff there, because I'm not able to do that. But I try to sing songs with meanings and understanding. And even if you don't like what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. I try to make it real plain. And now is Jesus' time that we want to talk to him in just a little bit now. Oh my God, he's so good. Yes, sir. I want to tell him, Jesus. I want to tell you something, Lord.
Jesus,
I don't want to get in no hurry.
I just
want to talk to you a little bit. Jesus,
oh, Jesus,
I want to tell you. I love you. You've been good to me. I love you, Jesus. You've been good to me. You've been so good. Better to me than I've been to myself. I want to tell you again, Jesus. I just want to tell you, Lord.
I
want to take time and tell you, because you took time and blessed me. You didn't have to do it, Jesus, but you did. And I want to tell you, Lord. Oh, oh,
Jesus.
I just want to tell you, Lord. I want to tell you. I want to tell you, Jesus. I love you. Words won't do it. But I just want to tell you anyhow. I love you. Y'all can take a little nap on this one. Y'all can take a little nap on this one if you want to. Go ahead. Oh, my God. We're talking to Jesus anyhow. Right now, Jesus, I want to thank you. I got something to thank you for. You woke me up early this morning. You put food on my table. I want to thank you. Y'all don't mind me taking our time. just want to tell you thank you. You put clothes on my back. I remember when I didn't even have good shoes to wear. I had to tie them up and put wire in them to hold them on my feet. Yeah, Lord! I had patches all over my clothes. But you kept me, Lord. Yes, it is.
Same God that healed my body, He healed your body also.
The
Now I'm on a mission, God. You got my attention, and woo. seek justice. That's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. Listen, we're all tired of hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice. And we raise our voices. This is what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. Time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we lift the master higher. Here we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Hoping and praying. We're so tired of loving people to change. So we stay. We want justice. And we raise. Even if it's just us. Still. Say that again. Even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world. Yeah. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream center. We gon' change the world. Right.
your prophet today.
Go ahead and praise him. We are right at the bottom of the hour. Thanking you so much for catching the wave. That's the sounds of William Murphy. Now, there is somebody today that's listening to this network, and that particular song really touched you, and you needed that song, and you needed those words to encourage you. And some of you are in a situation, in a place, a state of mind that you're frustrated, things just not going your way. You know, you've tried this one, and you listened at what someone else told you to do, and you tried that, and it still didn't work, and you're just about to give up, you know. But don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Keep the faith. Hang in there. You know, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. And you know, you are an endurer. And I want to encourage you today, in spite of the situation or circumstances, you can always call on Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Let's call on Jesus. Come on, join in with me as we touch and agree in prayer. Let's pray right now. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, God, we humbly submit ourselves before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your son, Jesus Christ. And as we come, oh God, we come acknowledging that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. You said no man can come to the Father except he go through the Son. And we reverence Jesus today and thanking you, oh God, for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross and shedded his blood that we all may have a right to everlasting life. But in the third day, he got up, rose with all power in his hand. So the same power that he has, he's given us power to get wealth. He's given us power to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. He's given us power to speak out of our mouth life. He's given us power to decree and declare about in the name of Jesus that by Jesus Christ we are healed, even though there are those today that may be going through sickness. It's the blood still works, the blood of Jesus Christ that he shedded on Calvary's cross. So, Lord, we thank you for this day, for the blood. We thank you, God, for grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for those that you have allowed us to be in their presence and those to be in our presence that have been a blessing to us and those we have been a blessing to. God, and because of your love, your kindness and tender mercy, we embrace you so close, Lord, just embracing you and asking you, God, to protect our children, our families, our home, our community. Lord, touch those that are in high positions around the world, wherever they are. And God, I pray that those right now that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will come in repentance asking, what must I do to be saved? And if there's one today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I believe today, God, that they shall come in repentance from the north, south, east, and west in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying right now for that young boy that's on drugs and on alcohol, that young girl on drugs, on alcohol, that young girl that is prostituting her body and selling her body to get money. But God, we know there is a better way for them. And I'm praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth your angels, send that man and that woman that will be able to speak encouraging words to them that will bring life into their body, their mind, their soul, and their spirit to know that you are alive today. You are still moving in the presence of your people. Lord, anoint those right now, wherever they are, in the hospital, the rest home, those that are lying on the bed of affliction, those that have not been able to move their body because of lack of strength. But we're praying for strength in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing in the name of Jesus. We're praying for deliverance in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray today that if there's one don't know you as their Lord and Savior, we know that the word that you have shown us in Romans 10:9 that says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If there's one today that don't know Jesus, I pray that you will pray along with me and accept him in your life today. I've read that to you, what Romans 10:9 says. And if that's you today and you're ready to surrender to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come to you today as a sinner. I repent of my sins and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, if that's you today and you surrender to Christ, I want you to not think about your past or what you did yesterday. Jesus said, come as ye are, and if you came today as you were, regardless of what you did yesterday, you're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You are a new creature in Christ. So today, the angels are rejoicing, and our brothers and sisters in Christ are rejoicing for you. And I want to advise you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that is teaching the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, line upon line and precept upon precept. And as you begin to get into that Bible study at Sunday school, a friend of yours you know that's going to church, or someone in your family, begin to read God's word as much as you can, to study, to show thyself approved, rightly dividing God's word. And the more you read, the more you're going to hear from God. The more you hear from God, the stronger you will grow in the spirit. So we thank God for you coming forth in repentance and giving your life to Jesus Christ today. We are so happy that you changed over and came over to the winning side in Jesus' name. All right, brothers and sisters. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. We thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Our website again, nfiradio.com. Now, back with more great gospel music. Sure.
trying to deceive you.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done.
Have done.
Look at them and tell them, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
I could go on and on and on.
about your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Churches, pornography in the school, got gangsters in power and lawbreakers making rules. Spiritual advisors to guide your every move. We can't even walk except our steps have been approved. Do you ever wonder just what God requires? Do you think he's just an errand boy to satisfy your desire? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Tell me
something we can't change.
Can't take nothing with you, but it's worthless to be sold. They tell me time is money, but what about your soul? There's a man on the cross, and he's been crucified. Do you have any idea why he died? Tell me
when we gonna wake up.
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Yeah. I wanna say it again.
When we gonna wake up?
I wanna know
when we gonna make a change.
Gotta be strong.
How many people in here know that there are people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us. And sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. Give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, though, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man helped me to something. He let me realize, you know, I was pulling up in a gas station, you know. I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. That time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in, and this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me. So you know how y'all do. And he walked up here, hey, brother, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man. I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing. Go on. He said, man, hold on. Hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here. I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question. If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this brother can think of that I can't answer. Plus, you know, I need some extra money for some gas. So I say, go ahead, brother. Ask me the question then. Go ahead. He said, brother, what is the strongest nation in the world? I say, the strongest nation in the world? Me being a proud black Afro-American man from Africa, the motherland, I say, Africa. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, you big dummy, that's a continent. You got 2 more chances. So I say, strongest nation in the world, strongest nation in the world. Got to be a place with a lot of people and a lot of life. A lot of people and a lot of buildings. A lot of people and a lot of technology. China, that's the strongest nation in the world. They smart and they got a lot of people. He said, wrong again. Yeah, I say, well, strongest nation in the world. I started getting nervous, y'all. I say, strongest nation in the world. Why ain't think of it before? We standing right here in it. Land of the free, home of the brave. United States of America, that's the strongest nation in the world. He said, wrong, wrong, wrong again. I said, well, brother, if you're so smart, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation in the world is a donation. Give me my $5. He wasn't lying either. That's the strongest nation, the donation.
Oh, man, you are telling the truth. Everywhere you go, everybody's asking for a donation. You know, you go in the grocery stores. They have a space there where they are contributing and taking up monies, you know, from whatever you purchase. They want to ask you, do you want to donate to this and that? And you go to another place, they are asking for donation for this or that. So I don't know. The only place I don't think they're asking for a donation, believe it or not, and I don't even want to even say, I won't say, but, you know, it's amazing, you know, looking back down memory lane, going back in the early years, it wasn't quite that way, not that bad anyway. All right, well, look, we are right at the top of the hour, and I'm going to be right here with you, and more music all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. Once again, want to thank you for catching the wave right here on our website, nfiradio.com. You can call in and listen with your mobile phone, 347-215-8049, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We'll be right back with more great gospel music. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID.
You're tuned into the Stellar Warden Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
You make two. Oh, there ain't no limit what God can do. He said, if you go, don't worry about yourself. He said, all you have to do is make a step. Just move. He said, Moses down in Egypt land. For the only rod in his hand. That's what they got hard in the scripture. I made a step. You ought to make yourself. I made a step. Make it in the master's name. I made a step. Don't you wait on tomorrow. I made a step. Tomorrow might be too late. I made a step. You know tomorrow's sun. I made a step. Shine on your way. I made a step. You ought to make that step. I made a step. You ought to make that step. I made a step. You ought to make it right now. I made a step. You ought to make it right now. I made a step. You gotta make it, accept that step. You gotta make that step, go step up.
Hold it! Somebody ought to
go. You gotta lose that Holy Ghost and let them know. Somebody, had to make it.
I made it.
Holy Ghost step up.
Station.
turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, put your hands together, put your hands together. We still clap like this back in the day. We still know how to clap like this? You still know how to clap like this? Come on, throw the praise, let's take it there. There's been a change.
Magician, we just put magic into our music.
God bless us. Some years ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, if he has to reach way down, we're going to have some church now. Put those hands together. Y'all know this song? Some of y'all know this song. God helping us sing. Here we go. Listen. Did it have to reach way? If he has to reach, oh yeah. If he has to reach, oh yeah. I can't hear you. Jesus,
Jesus pick you up. Yes,
he will. Said if he has to
reach,
Jesus,
Jesus pick you up.
If he has to
reach,
can I get a witness out there?
Jesus,
if he has to reach. If you go out and party all night long, singing in the choir on Sunday morning, you done nothing wrong. If you can't sing the way you used to, listen here, it's like they're doing the same things. What? If they have to reach way,
Jesus,
if you have to reach
way,
can I get a sanctified
way?
If you have to reach way, yes, here we are.
Jesus pick you up.
Jesus,
Jesus,
I love what I'm saying to him. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so on, just preaching for the money, and I care and for the soul. If you can't preach my brother, don't wait till you see me. Because I don't understand things, but I couldn't do it if I preach away.
Jesus,
Jesus,
what's his name?
Jesus,
I can't hear
Jesus,
everything.
Jesus,
Stellar Warden, internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
I need thee every hour, most gracious God. No tender voice like thine can tease our fall. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour and minute I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, say I need thee. Every day, every hour I need me now, my Savior. I come to thee because you bless and you add no sorrow. You bless and you add no sorrow. And promotion comes from you. So I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to, oh, bless.
Oh, bless.
Oh, bless
me now, my Savior.
You alone can promote me, God. I come
to,
I humble myself before you, oh, bless. Bless me now, bless me now. I come
to thee.
Oh, bless me now. I want you to bless me now because
I come.
I don't want to live it for another day. I need you to bless me now. I don't want to go and come another day. I come to thee. I don't want anything to separate us. So I come to thee. Regardless of what I've done, regardless of where I've been, God, I come to thee. I lay everything aside and I come to thee. I lay all things aside. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines.
Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for your mercies that are new every single day. Thank you for the privilege to come before the throne of grace with a heart full of thanksgiving and to enter your courts with praise. Thank you for your love, for your grace, for your compassion. Thank you for keeping me, O Lord. You, Lord, have been my shield. You are my glory, the lifter of my head. In your light, I see light. There is no love that can compare. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father. You are gracious in all your ways. You are greatly to be praised, O Lord. Who is like unto thee? Amongst the gods, amongst powerful men and women, there is none like you. In all the earth, no mortal man can take your glory. You are deserving of it all. You deserve my praise and my worship. You deserve my hallelujah. It all belongs to you, O God, because you are great, O God. You are great, O God. You are great. You are the all-sufficient God. You are more precious than silver, gold, and diamonds, Lord. I stand in awe of you, in awe of your beauty, your splendor, your holiness. Thank you, God, for all that you do for me. O Sika Breka Toshti Baleke Suzi Galashta Uga Bareke Toshiga Dabalike To Sina Malabahashta. O worship God some more. Manto Breke To Sila Dabakatia Dabalabahashta. Oh, you are the lion and the lamb who was slain for my sake. Merciful God, everlasting Father, creator of the universe, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. El Elyon, God Most High, you are El Roy, the God who sees me. You see my pain, my weakness, my struggles. And you are in the midst of it all. Jehovah Shammah, you are here. My ever-present help in time of need. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Ra, my shepherd. Thank you for jealously guiding me, O God. For fighting all my sin and unseen battles, O God. You are El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai, Alpha, Omega, Ancient of Days, Rose of Sharon, Balm of Gilead, Ranto Kopaliketos, Siga Balakatoshte, Ikaratoze, Imano Kopaliede, Gesutali Gedoshte, Mando Siga Bretoshte. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Iprokotoshina Maletos, Siga Bakatoshiga Baladabashte. Oh, Thank you, Jesus. For this is the day that you have made. I rejoice and I am glad in it. I take control of this day. Every hour and every minute is blessed. Oh, I declare that I walk in your godly kingdom today. For Jesus has destroyed Satan's kingdom in my life. Satan, I command you to stop your maneuvers in my life. I bind you and cast you out. I walk in total triumph in every situation, for Jesus has destroyed failure in my life. I am an overcomer and can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have the victory and the victory has me. I am a victor and a king. I reign from my heavenly throne room position, for Jesus has destroyed an inferior position in my life. I rule and reign with Christ today. Father, you are Lord of heaven and earth, and we go out and possess the land today. Satan's doors are closed, and many doors are open for me to speak your word boldly. I walk in soundness of mind and divine direction, for Jesus has destroyed confusion in my life. I identify with Christ's mind. I have the mind of Christ. I will not listen to the voice of doubt and discouragement. I walk in divine health, for Jesus has conquered sickness in my life. I walk in divine health and divine life because I have the divine nature. Jesus took all my sickness upon his body, and by his suffering I am healed. Divine health pulses through every cell of my body every day in the name of Jesus. Sickness and diseases cannot and will not latch itself to my body. I walk in financial abundance. God supplies all of my needs, not half of them, all of them. Satan, take off of my finances. Finances, I command you to be loosed from the world system and placed at my account today so that I can do the work of the Lord. Father, your anointing is on me today. It breaks yokes of the oppressed. It causes blind eyes to see, deaf ears to hear, hearts to open and understand. It causes the sick to be healed, needs to be met, and it draws full attention to your word. Father, your word is alive in me today. Revelation knowledge flows out of me every single day. I operate in the gifts of the Spirit as the Spirit wills today in the name of Jesus. I walk in safety and supernatural protection today. Even though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, it shall not come near me. No weapon that the enemy forms against me today shall prosper. Nothing shall by enemies hurt me today. I walk in faith today, for Jesus has taken away fear and doubt in my life. Fear will not rule me. Faith will. Whatever is not of faith is a sin. So I speak words of life. Today I cast all my cares on Christ. I will grow throughout my day worry free. I choose to meditate on the promises and not the problem. As I cast my cares on Christ today, I will magnify God's word in all that I do. I will speak life today because Jesus has destroyed a murmuring and complaining tongue in my life. My tongue will speak forth words of life today. My words will produce spiritual life in the hearts of men and women. In the name of Jesus, I decree over my life that I am blessed indeed. And the Lord enlarges my coast. His hand is with me and he keeps me from evil. The Lord blesses me and encompasses me with favor as a shield, and it causes his face to shine upon me. I am a blessed woman. I do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I do not stand in the way of sinners. I do not sit in the seat of the scornful. My delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his word I meditate day and night. I am as a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do prospers. I am blessed when I come in. I am blessed when I go out. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the field. Blessed is the fruit of my body, and blessed is the fruit of the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I am consecrated and sanctified. I am fit for God's use as a vessel of honor. The word of God flows in me and prevails over all circumstances, issues, failures, and challenges. I am filled by the word and the spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, I have received my inheritance. In the name of Jesus, I receive favor and abundant harvest for that which I have not labored. Others have labored and we have entered into their labors. I have received abundance of grace to enlarge my coast. I stretch out of my dwellings. I do not fear. I am strengthened by faith, for I am expanding to the right and to the left. I and my descendants inherit nations. I am the head and not the tail. I am the head only. I am the head always. I am the head in my business. I am the head in my class. I am the head all the time. The best of me is ahead of me. I disconnect from the past. I walk into the newness of life. I disconnect from the world, Satan, sin, and self. I manifest as a son of God on the earth. I reign with Christ. I rule on the earth. I am in charge. I am a master. I am a lord. I am a king and a priest. I go higher. I go forward. I am a change maker. I am more than conqueror. I am victorious. I have the spirit within me. I have the anointing upon my life. I rule in the day. I rule in the night. God is with me. I go through waters and it shall not drown me. I go through fire and it shall not burn me. I walk in the night as a light. I command results. My hands are blessed. My days are blessed. My family is blessed. In the name of Jesus, every imagination that does not appeal to the word of God collapse now. I rejoice. I have the right attitude. I approach all things the heavenly way. Heavens are open upon me and I encounter excellence every single day. In the name of Jesus, ikozila brakoshta emanokoposia leketozila katoshiga brekosia ketoshta. Oh, I decree that in him I live, move, and have my being. Christ is my storehouse of power. In him I have life, energy, strength for the impossible task. I abide in him. I live in him. He is the vine. I am the branch. The vine is in the branch and the branch is in the vine. His life, the life of God is in me. His nature, the love nature is in me. Just as blood flows through my natural body, his life flows through my inner man. I will let that life and love dominate me. In the name of Jesus, I have miracle hands. I refuse to be a prayer project, but a producer of signs and wonders. My hands are too powerful. Anyone I touch recovers, and any object I touch is revitalized. I have miracle hands. These hands are the hands of Jesus. Whatever and wherever I lay my hands works as I want in the name of Jesus. I have miracle hands because the very life of Christ flows in me. These hands shall produce signs and wonders. When I touch anything, signs and wonders will follow. I have miracle legs. Wherever or whatever I step into or on respectively, signs and wonders will follow. Everything about me carries power to produce miracles. Christ lives in me and I am a producer of signs and wonders. Oh, glory to God. My going out and my coming in is blessed. Therefore, I enjoy journey mercies today in the name of Jesus. No accidents, no breakdown of vehicles will come my way in the name of Jesus. I decree over my life that I am an indefatigable prayer warrior. My standing with God is secure and my prayers avail much. I have grace to persevere in the place of prayer. I have the spirit of faith. My prayers produce results. I am an intercessor. I am interceding for individuals and nations, for sinners, for the body of Christ, for ministers of the gospel, for my friends and relations, for my church and all, in Jesus' name. My life as an intercessor radiates the glory of God and challenges others to do likewise. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I love all people. I am loved by all people. I know God's voice and I always obey what He tells me. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I do all my work excellently and with great prudence, making the best of my time. I am creative because the Holy Spirit lives in me. I love to pray. I love to praise and worship God. I have humbled myself and God has exalted me. I am a giver. I love to give. I have plenty of resources to give away all the time. I don't give the devil a foothold in my life. I resist the devil and he has to flee from me. I am not afraid of the faces of man. I am not afraid of the anger of man. I am a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. I have died and have been raised with Christ. I am now seated in heavenly places. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. I am a doer of the word. I meditate on the word all day long. I am not passive about anything, but I deal with all things in my life immediately. I do not judge people and I am judged by no one. My thoughts do not go against the word of God. I am a responsible person. I enjoy responsibility. I have compassion and understanding for all people. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I have a teachable spirit. I do not think more highly of myself than I ought to in the flesh. I am a teacher of the word. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. I do what I say I will do and I get where I'm going on time. I don't hurry and rush. I do one thing at a time. God opens my mouth and no man can shut it. God shuts my mouth and no man can open it. The law of kindness is in my tongue. Gentleness is in my touch. Mercy and compassion is in my hearing. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Therefore, all my thoughts are positive. I am slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to anger. I am always a positive encouragement. I edify and build up. I never tear down or destroy. I use my time wisely. All of my prayer and study time is wisely spent. I walk in the Spirit all of the time. All that I own is paid for. In the name of Jesus, I owe no man anything except to love him in Christ. I love to bless people and spread the gospel. I do not fear. I am not guilty. I do not hate or walk in unforgiveness. I will study the word of God. I will pray. I never get tired or grow weary when I study the word, pray, minister, or praise God, but I am alert, full of energy, and as I study, I become more alert and more energized in the name of Jesus. I decree that I am filled with the knowledge of God's will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. I live a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing Him continually, bearing good fruits in my career, in my ministry, in my relationship, in my business, growing in the knowledge of God and being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. I have great endurance and patience. I give joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified me to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. Oh, Zina Namana Makatosh Diegadelebah. I decree as the love being that I am patient, I am kind, I do not envy, I do not boast, I am not proud, rude, or self-seeking, I am not easily angered, I keep no record of wrongs, I do not delight in evil but rejoice with the truth, I always protect, I always trust, always hope, and always persevere. I walk in love daily and show love to all, especially those that offend me. I am incapable of nurturing hatred for any man because God is love and love dwells inside of me. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I function with the spirit of wisdom expressed in full discernment and accurate knowledge of God. I'll never stumble or walk in confusion because God's word is a lamp that directs my life and a light that lightens my path. I walk in preordained pathways and my path is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Amen. My eyes of understanding are enlightened by the word of God. Therefore, I have insight into mysteries and secrets. The word of God informs me daily as I give attention to it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I declare that I am sufficient in your sufficiency, functioning by ability, efficiency, and might of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the intensity of God's glory is increasing in my life every single day. Iko prako stila bakatos. Emako palikete roko paliketos imatoshi breketos impapaliketoshigade rando kopasika teleketobosti ikabaliketoshikaletoshika de brekete embaka pasu teleketoshoko balakaha. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I stand firm in my faith, as God has given me a mouth and a wisdom that none of my adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. I will not allow any corrupt communication or unwholesome talk to come out of my mouth that will contradict my faith. Because I am the righteousness of God, angels have been sent to minister to me. They respond to the word of God which I speak. Therefore, I lose angels with the words of my mouth. I say today, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in my prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I command the angels to bring to me prosperity in my spirit, in my mind, in my family, and in my finances. I declare promotion and command the angels to bring promotion into my life. I have a blood-bought covenant promise from God Almighty to multiply exceedingly. Therefore, I confess I am exceedingly fruitful and blessed right now in Jesus' name. I command the angels of God to go and bring this covenant to pass in my life now. I have the power to get wealth and release the angels to bring wealth into my life. I declare right now that I am healthy, healed, delivered, and freed from the bondage of sin. I am the head always and never the tail. I am above only and never beneath. I lend, not borrow, and everything I put my hands to prosper. I walk in the favor of God, and my favor is increased even as I am speaking. I have more than enough money to pay every bill that comes in, and I declare I am totally debt-free now. I have the authority of heaven, and in the name of Jesus, I declare that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I lose on earth is loosed in heaven. I am free from unforgiveness, and I set my will to forgive anybody for anything, no matter what. I walk in the love of God toward everyone, no exceptions. I send my angels forth right now to do God's pleasure and bring these words to pass. Angels, go now and minister prosperity unto me in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you in advance for all you have done on my behalf. Like you, I have declared what will be, and I'm committed to calling those things that be not as though they are. Right now I rejoice, and I am exceedingly glad that you have granted me the petitions I have requested. While I am yet speaking, my total life prosperity is settled now, and with great expectation I will continuously speak faith-filled words and allow my every word and thought to confirm what I believe I have received in Jesus' name. Today I declare that there is power in the name of Jesus, and it's through his name that I have victory. I have it now. I have it in the name that is above every name, the mighty name of Jesus. And when I speak that name, demons have to flee, sickness has to depart, poverty is conquered, lack has to go. When I speak the name, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord over my spirit, Lord over my mind, Lord over my body, Lord over my affairs. I call my affairs successful. I call my body healed. I call my mind sound. I call the name of Jesus over my spirit, my mind, and my body. I call the name of Jesus over my husband, my family, and my church. Money, I call you to me now. I call you in the name of Jesus. I call my bills paid. I call myself successful to the glory of God the Father and the uplifting of the name of Jesus. I call my testimony effective. I call my life filled with God's power. I name my life after the Lord Jesus. I name my life success. I name my church successful. I call my pastor successful. I call all our services successful. I call my career successful. I call my business successful. I call my boss successful. I call my family successful. I call my husband filled with love. I call my children filled with love. I call myself filled with love of God in the name of Jesus. No weapons of fear, doubt, or unbelief formed against me shall prosper. I call those things that are not as though they were, and hope for what I do not have, waiting patiently for it to come to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, I hear, study, believe, and confess God's word, and my faith continues to grow. I abide in God, and his words abide in me. So I ask what I need to be according to his word, and I believe I receive it by faith. Jesus is Lord over my situation, and I do not fear or worry about what I'm going through, because I release my faith and God's will is being done in my life right now. Jesus is the author and finisher of my faith, so I look to him by believing and acting on his word. I believe that my faith works because I believe God's word is true. It comes to pass, and he is the rewarder of those who seek him. I not only hear the word, I act on it. By faith, I do not doubt, but believe in my heart that I have what I speak by faith. In the name of Jesus, I am not moved by what I see, feel, or experience. I have the God kind of faith. God's word is in my heart and in my mouth. I have spoken my faith, and I believe that I have received all that I have asked. Though I haven't yet seen any physical results, I know I have them, and I'm unmoved by negative feelings. Thank you, God, that I have a great high priest in heaven, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he said I can have whatever I say. So out of the abundance of my heart, I speak the word of God over my situation. His word never fails. I expect my greatest blessing ever today, because great grace is upon me. I have victory over death and receive the manifestation of the love of Jesus. I declare the glory of the Lord over my life, the manifested presence of God, the manifested power of God, the manifested goodness of God, the presence of God, heavy with everything good, is upon me this day. This is a year of open door. I am stepping through open doors into glory. This is the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. I receive signs and wonders and miracles in my life in the name of Jesus. This is the year of the overcomer. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. This is the victory that overcomes overcome the world, even our faith. This is the year of Jubilee. I walk in freedom and liberty. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I am walking in the supernatural today, supernatural health, supernatural wealth, supernatural provision, supernatural protection, supernatural direction, supernatural wisdom. I am healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. In the name of Jesus, I am delivered from destruction. I walk in divine protection. I am led, directed, and guided by the Holy Spirit. I hear the voice of good shepherd, and a stranger's voice I shall not follow. I decree that the heavens are open upon me. As an investor, my investments are producing mighty fruits. The Lord commands His blessing upon me and my storehouses, upon all that I set my hands to do. My spirit is strong. My emotions are settled. My mind is sharp, and my body is healed. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His mind. I am that tree planted by the rivers of water. I bear my fruit in my season. My leaf does not wither, and whatever I do prospers. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Father, I thank You because none of these words will fall to the ground without accomplishing the purpose for which I have sent it. In the name of Jesus, oh, I glorify Your name. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. I want you to rejoice, rejoice, rejoice wherever you are. Your day is blessed. Go and conquer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And now let's join Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you. What a great day to be alive. So excited to be here, and thank God for Jesus, and thank God for each and every one of you. Come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Today, we're going to go back into a very familiar passage. And, you know, sometimes we get hard-headed. The Lord will send us someplace, and we'll say, well, Lord, I just did that the other day, or I did that last month. But the Lord have a reason for what he sends us to do. And I said, well, I told the Lord several years ago, Lord, I might question you, but I'm going to be obedient to what you say. I said, you know, I just be trying to get an understanding on what you're doing. And so he said, don't worry about that. Just obey. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to do just that. Because if the Lord said it, I don't need to question it. All I need to do is what he say, do. So today we're going into the book of Mark, the 11th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 12. Mark, the 11th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 12. And it says, the next day, and I'm reading out of the New International Version, from Mark, the 11th chapter, starting at 12th verse. And it says, the next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And the disciples heard it. Now let's drop down to verse 20. And it says, in the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the root. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed is withered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask it for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sin. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come thanking you, first of all, for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind. You gave us the use and activity of our limbs. You let us go into the kitchen and sit down and eat breakfast, and you allowed us to feed and dress our own self. And we just want to say, Father, we thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, God, as I open my mouth, you speak to your people. And then, Lord, bind up anything that will come between my lips and the hearer. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now, Jesus had gone to Bethany along with his disciples, and I can pretty much understand what Jesus was feeling when he was hungry. Because, see, when I'm hungry, it's hard to get along with me. I try my best, but I have to have something. When it's time for me to eat, I want to eat, and I want to eat then. And Jesus and his disciples were on their way into the town of Bethany. And Jesus saw this fig tree with leaves on it, because usually if there's leaves on a fig tree, there are figs also, ripe figs. But when Jesus checked the tree, there were no figs on it. So he cursed the figs and cursed the tree and told the tree that no one would ever eat fruit from you again. Now notice he didn't tell God, well, Father, don't let nobody eat figs from this tree no more. He spoke directly to that tree and commanded it what to do. And just overnight now, just overnight, the fig tree dried up. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered. And it withered from the root up. In other words, when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, it died all the way from the ground up, all the way from out of the dirt. That root died, and all the way up to the top of the tree. And but Peter remembered it, and he said, "But Jesus, the fig tree you cursed is withered away." See, that shocks Peter because he hadn't seen anything happen like that before. He hadn't seen anybody speak to the situation. But see, we have to speak to the situation. We don't do it, and then when our prayers are not answered, we wonder why God didn't answer our prayer. But see, if God has already answered your prayer before you even pray, then you don't have to talk to God about it. All you have to do is live in his will, and what you say will come to pass. And but Jesus is telling Peter, you know, you got to have faith in God. You got to have faith in God. Because, see, I'm going to tell you the truth about this thing. If anyone say, anyone, that means you or me or whomever, tell that mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and then you don't doubt it. You said it, so that should settle it, because we have the same authority here on earth that Jesus had when he was on earth. He gave us that authority because he told us to use his name. See, if, that's just like if I make you my power of attorney. You can, if I made you my power of attorney, you could go to my bank and do any kind of business there that I could do. So while we're here on earth, we're Jesus' power of attorney. When we speak, things are supposed to happen. But if I go to the bank and say, I wonder if I go in here and write this check or if I use this bank card, I wonder will I get anything. No, we have to know what our authority is. And once we know what our authority is, then we can operate in that authority. Hallelujah. You can speak directly to the situation, and the situation will correct itself. Like, I was sitting beside this lady in church, and my knee was hurting so bad, I didn't know what in the world to do. And I was just rubbing my knee, and all frowned up. She turned around and laid hands on my knee, and she began to speak to it. See, that was before I had this scripture to know what I was supposed to do. She laid hands on my knee, and she began to speak to it. And when she did, 2 years later, my knee hadn't hurt again. You see, because she knew that when she spoke to my knee, it was going to come in line with what God meant for it to do. And that's what we have to do today. And we have to constantly remind one another. Hallelujah, we get in a scrape and we don't know what in the world to do. Hallelujah, we have to speak to that situation. Hallelujah, I remember going into the hospital and twice. Two people had a massive heart attack, and I went in there and began to those hearts, and tell them, you know what God put you in that body for? I command you to go to work and pump blood just like God commanded you to do in the name of Jesus. Now, you have to do it because the word said, if I say it, it has to happen. And the doctor had given one young man, he said if the boy had made it 24 hours, he would probably live, but he would be bedridden the rest of his life. The boy got up 2 days later and went home from the hospital and never stopped doing anything he was doing. The young lady, the same thing happened to her, except for 12 hours later, she got up and got out of the hospital. See, because the word said if we touch and agree on something, then it'll happen. And we can't be doubting in our heart. And the other thing we can't do is be hating somebody or have a grudge against somebody and then think that God is going to honor what we say. We have to get all the hatred and all of that malice and all of that stuff out of our heart before we can speak to a situation. Hallelujah. When you want something from the Lord, you have to give something. And it's not buying anything. Because see, Jesus got, he went to the cross and died, hallelujah, for every sin that we've ever committed. So what we need to do is be grateful that he died for us and that he took our place. He became sin in our place. And we need to be grateful enough not to hate our brothers and our sisters. Because the word said if you hate your brother or sister without a cause, you are a murderer. Hallelujah. So we need to trust God in all things and believe that those things he say is so. And then he said in verse 24, therefore I tell you whatsoever you ask in prayer. See, this is assuming that you're going to pray. See, we got in the place we say, I hear people say all the time, well, all I could do was pray. What else do you need? We should do that first. We should pray first. When the situation comes up and we don't see any way in our own power to make it happen, hallelujah, then we know that this is just right for God to cause it to happen. Hallelujah, when Jesus walked up to Lazarus' tomb, he didn't tell God, well, Lord, I want you to make him get up. No, he spoke to Lazarus. He called his name, and he called it loud so it wouldn't be any mistake over who he was talking to. He said, Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. So Lazarus didn't have any choice but to get up and come forth. Hallelujah. And then when he walked up to this place, when this lady was on the way to the cemetery to bury her son, and all of these people were walking along mourning and crying and carrying on, Jesus said, he's not dead, he's asleep. And nobody believed him. The word said they laughed him to scorn. But he laid hands on them and told them to get up. And when the boy got up, everybody scattered. Hallelujah, because I think it was really time to go. But Jesus knew that if he said it, it was going to happen. Because, see, Jesus was fully man, 100% man, but he was 100% God also. And that spirit that dwells in us calls us to be, hallelujah, one with Jesus and one with God and one with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is that part of God that dwells in us. It's he that leads us and guides us to all truth. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get so far down, we feel just like we got to reach up just to touch the bottom. Hallelujah. But we really don't have to be down. Hallelujah. We can get up. Hallelujah, and call those things that be not as though they already are. Hallelujah, we can do it because the word said so. The word gave us the authority that to do so. But we can't doubt what the word of God said. Hallelujah, we tell people about this particular passage, and they won't do it. And I said, well, did you speak to the situation? They said, well, no, no. I said, I understand it sounds stupid to stand up and speak to your knees or speak to your ankles or your feet to talk to it. But this is what the word said, because that's your mountain right then. If you got a problem with your eyes, talk to your eyes and tell your eyes that God put them up there for you to see with. And you command it to be so. And whatever disease is in them, hallelujah, tell it to get out in the name of Jesus. I know I had gotten to the place one time I couldn't even drive at night. I couldn't drive at night. And I'd get up every morning and go in there and look in the mirror and tell my eyes, God put you up there for me to see. And I need to get where I'm going. For me to get there, you got to do what you do your part. Hallelujah. God gave me different parts to my body, and your job is to let me see how to get where I'm going. In the name of Jesus, I command you to see. And now, whatever day it is or time of day I want to go somewhere, I get up and go. And I said, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for your healing power. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, would do what he say, but we have to do what he says. Hallelujah. And then we have to just trust him with the rest. Because there come a time there are things that we just can't do. But when we can't do what we need to do, then all we have to do then is hand it to the Lord and trust him. I was reading on the internet last night about this young lady that they said she has to have a heart transplant. A double lung transplant, and her heart is failing also. I began to speak to that young lady's heart. When I go back on Facebook today, I'm going to scroll down and see if I see anything from her. But I'm expecting a glowing report. She says she needs a new pair of lungs. God is fully capable of giving her a new pair of lungs. Hallelujah, he's capable, hallelujah, of giving her a new heart. Hallelujah, but you see, we just don't got the place. We just don't trust God, and we won't agree on nothing. Somebody might say, I believe God, hallelujah, will heal what you already got. Hallelujah, and then, but some people's faith is that I believe I can get a transplant from somebody else. But wherever your faith is, when I meet up with you, that's where I'm going to pray for, because, hallelujah, I got to make sure we are in agreement. If I'm agreeing that God is going to heal the lungs you already got, hallelujah, and you agree and you think that you got to have another set of lungs out of somebody else's body, we didn't agree on anything. We have to agree in order for it to work. So if you agree that you're going to get a transplant, then I will agree with you for you to get that transplant. But if you want to agree with me that God is going to heal your body, hallelujah, and give you a new set of lungs, hallelujah, that he has made, then I've got faith to believe that because he said it's already so. Hallelujah. It says, and when Jesus said this, and he said it in a past tense. He said, I tell you the truth, if anyone say to the mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. See, he says it in a past tense, it will be done. Therefore, I tell you, what things soever you ask when you pray, believe that you have received it. He wants you to believe that you have already received it. And then he wants you and me to rejoice because he answered our prayer. He wants us to rejoice and praise and glorify him because he has answered our prayer. Hallelujah. When we get up in the morning, we should get up in the morning understanding that God is great and God is good. Hallelujah. And we need to start praising him just for opening our eyes in the morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God
because I had, when I, you know, how many people, if they say anything about Jesus, is somebody waiting to blow their brains out? Or if they say the name Jesus, is somebody waiting to cut their head, literally cut their head off? But I can get up in the morning and I can say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. I thank God for coming down, putting on an earth suit and going to the cross and dying in my place so that when the day comes that I have to give up this earth suit that I'm wearing, hallelujah, that I don't have to go to hell. I can spend eternity with Christ, hallelujah, because I believe what he said is so. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us learn to trust God in all things. I don't care what it looks like. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looked like. It's just like when Elijah told his servant to go look and see if there was a cloud in the sky. He told that servant to go seven times. And you know, we would have been complaining. Well, I done go up there six times. I didn't see no cloud. Now, I'm tired of it. But see, that servant didn't do that. What that servant did was what we're supposed to do if we call ourselves God's servant. Hallelujah. Every time he said, go look. On the seventh time, it took seven times. Hallelujah. But it came to pass what the prophet said. He had told King Ahab it's going to rain. First off, it was him that told the king that it wasn't going to rain. He was going to withhold the rain. He told him that there wasn't going to be any rain and not even any dew. Hallelujah. But then when it was time, he told him it's going to rain. And he knew it was going to rain. And he sent the servant seven times before the servant came back and said, I see a cloud like the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. The prophet didn't keep telling him to go because he doubted it. He kept sending him to go, hallelujah, because he knew that if he said it, it was so. So just keep right on looking until you get it. When you pray, if you don't have the answer the first time you pray, you keep right on praying. Hallelujah. You just start praising God. Hallelujah, for how he has brought the answer to you. It takes a minute, hallelujah, sometime, hallelujah, for the answer to get to you. Hallelujah, but understand that if God said it, it is already so. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for Sister Josephine Covington, how I was with her celebrating her birthday on Saturday, and sometime between Saturday and Monday, she had a stroke. They said to me that when I got the word, they said she couldn't even talk. She couldn't move her hand on the right side. She couldn't move her leg on the right side. By the time I got out there to visit her, her pastor was out there with her and her pastor's sister, and she was able to give me a high five with her right hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Sister Josephine. Hallelujah, because we all have different things that we can do and can't do, but we can all have faith in God. Hallelujah, because we understand that he had to step into time to make heaven and earth. Hallelujah, because he stands outside of time. Hallelujah, he stands outside of time. So he see your life from the beginning to the end. And it's not like when something happened to you, he said, uh-oh, I got to come up with plan B. No, he got plan A, and he does not need plan B. He knows what the answer is, hallelujah, before the question even comes up. As a matter of fact, he knows what the question is before it's even asked. remember when Jesus would be teaching and the people sitting around would have a question, he would say something and they would have a question in their mind. And the words, and Jesus answered and said, he answered the question that was in their mind. Hallelujah. And God will do the same thing for us. He will give us the answer before the question is even asked. Hallelujah, where we can stand ready and stand on God's word, and we can stand on God's promises, knowing that, hallelujah, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And that's where I'm going to close at right now, I'm telling you this, begin to praise God, hallelujah, for everything that you have and even those things that you want. And when I hear people say, well, he might not give you everything you want, but he'll give you what you need. But this word right here says he'll give me what I want. If I desire it, he'll give it to me. Because he understands that I'm not going to ask for something outside of his will if I'm in his will. Oh, so I thank God for just being God.
I promised God that I would let my little light, let it shine. Oh, yes, sir, light of mine. Yes, I will let it shine. Oh, this light of mine. Oh, Lord, let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, in my room, I'm glad I can let God light.
Just a thing.
What? you'll shine when it hits you. Yes, and when that spirit moves you, you'll be shot. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when it hits you, you'll holler. If it's in you, yes, in you,
yes, indeed.
I think you'll shout. Jacket sends you,
yes,
indeed. And when that joy starts jumping, you'll shout, let me enter.
Hallelujah.
And when it hits you, you're gonna holler.
Come and go with me to cry, Lord.
Now, oh, oh, death in the morning, oh, oh, death, death spared me, oh, well, another year's well. Death consider my age and do not take me in this stage, because all of my wealth is at your command. If you just remove your cold, icy hand, he cried, no, no. Now, oh, death in the morning, no, oh, no. Lord, spare me over in another.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure of this one thing. That God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Ooh, His love for me is just like pure gold, love. My God. That God is real, for I
can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Like pure gold, love. My God is real, oh, I can see Him in my soul. Yes, God is God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Him in my soul.
Lord, You meant a lot of things to me, and I wrote this song to say thank You for how good You've been.
Lord, I know You've been so good. You've been so good. Lord, I know. Tell you what I mean when You woke me up this morning. I was in my right mind. You didn't let me sleep too late. No, no. You woke me
right on time.
Thank You, Jesus. Lord, I know. Somebody can attest that You've been so
good.
Every day of my life, You've been
so good.
Lord, You've been so
to run, that's what you do. Need to run, steal away, need to run, enemy in my eye. Need to run, bow down, need to run, over knees and pray. I run the race with pain, calling on my father every day of my life. Well, I pray my way dark and night, just in my father, make my battle light.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.